this morning my head hurts so bad. Worst hangover that I've ever had. What happened to me last night? That girl of mine, she loved me so right. She loved me so long and she loved me so hard. I finally passed out in her front yard. It wasn't wine that I had too much of. It was a double shot of my baby's love. Double shot of my baby's love. It was a double shot of my baby's love. Double shot of my baby's love. It was a double shot of my baby's love.
The Chaotix, they'll be performing this weekend at the Mount Vernon Theater. With the Sweet Youngins and Todd and the Tone Deaf Hobos. Big weekend planned. It's the Riverfest Friday and Saturday here in Tallahassee. A man that played this record back in his days in the radio business, and of course he's still doing it after all these years, is joining us this morning. Everybody knows the legendary Bill J. Moody. Good morning, Bill.
Well, how about you, Michael? It's a pleasure to be on the air on WTLS in Tallahassee, Alabama today, and talking to an old buddy of mine I haven't seen in many a moon.
It's been some time, Bill. It's good to talk, and it was great for you to reach out. I appreciate you contacting this past weekend, and we're looking forward to having you in Tallahassee this weekend.
I'm looking forward to being there. You know, I grew up over in Wetumpka and have a lot of great memories about the Mount Vernon Theater. That's where my mom and dad took me to see Gone with the Wind many, many years ago.
Wow.
All the great movies there. And living in that area, and of course, working with you at Colonial Broadcasting years ago. I knew at the time you had a great future in store for you, and you have really done well, and I appreciate your great talent in serving that area and the state of Alabama with your statewide program.
Oh, wait, we appreciate that. Appreciate you guys. You're down in Dothan now. You carry our Lindy's football report, and we appreciate that, too. You and I did
great
work
show.
Together. Appreciate that. We worked together 20-plus years ago now. It goes back.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and you've been, you've done it all.
Decade of radio now.
Yeah, yeah, I know it. That's amazing to go back because you're now doing more of the sales thing. You've done a lot of, you know, kind of started with your roots as a disc jockey. But you told
right,
me a story.
Big Bam.
Yeah, and everybody knows the Big Bam. It was the thing back in the heyday of rock and roll. But I want to ask you about this because you told me this story, and it's a great one, how you got started and actually has a connection to WTLS, how you got in the radio business.
Very much connected. Thank you and your granddad. I don't think you were around at the time.
Not quite.
Thank your granddad for my opportunity. My first break in radio came, and by the way, congratulations on 65 great years there
thank
at
you.
WTLS.
Yes, thank you.
I'm from Wetumpka, and of course the big rival game is Wetumpka and Tallahassee. And I think, Michael, I'm not good on years anymore, but I think it was around 1956, maybe 57. I was a ninth grader, and I was on the football team, but really I was just playing with the junior team and the B team. But I traveled with the varsity, and we were over at Hot O'Brien Stadium for that big game. And the coach walked up to me, and he said, Mr. Butler here is looking for a spotter for the Wetumpka Indians. And he said, Bill, your chances of playing tonight are slim and none. And he said, would you be so kind to go up and join Mr. Butler and you guys? He'll be asking you some questions about the Wetumpka team. And I looked out on the field, and like always, those big old Tallahassee, ugly Tallahassee boys were out there. And I said, thank God I get to do the game upstairs.
Well, he did you a favor, right, Bill?
Yeah, he did. And I go in there, and it's I don't know if your dad or your granddad had one, but it was a couple of guys in there with big old double milkshakes and double cheeseburgers, and they invited me to join them, and I did some spotting. That game at the time was broadcast on Saturday morning, but it was recorded, of course, on Friday night, and that was the first time that I have ever been on the radio, and I owe that to WTLS, so it will always have a real close place in my heart for that.
Tallahassee won that game 26-7, according to the record here, back on October 25th, 1957. That was when the game was here, so I just looked that up for you.
Thank you for reminding me. I know back in my day, of course, Wetumpka has a little powerhouse going over there now, but back in my day, Tallahassee sort of ruled the roost in that surge. Wetumpka I never played on the Wetumpka team that beat Tallahassee, but after I left, maybe they got rid of me. They started beating them. I don't know.
Jack Ray was the coach back then. That's the coach.
Was my coach, yeah. Right.
So you said you were telling me, too, that led to just that one little shot, gave you some taste of radio, and the next thing you know, you're over at WETU in Wetumpka talking to them, and I think you had some more cheeseburgers and shakes for you, and you said, this is what I need to do.
I'll follow up on that. That's maybe the reason I'm in radio today, because I like to eat. But I went over, and Ed Morgan was a manager, and he gave me my first real break in radio. And Ed was looking for a high school guy to go on the air, and I went on early mornings. But when I auditioned for the job, I went in, and it was a disc jockey in there with a big double cheeseburger and a giant milkshake. I guess I found the profession that I need to be in. And I went to work at WETU later on as a student at Troy University, at Troy State at the time. I worked a couple of years as a weekend guy with a big band. That was my really big break, 100,000-watt AM station out of Montgomery, Alabama, that, as we used to say, boomed to Bonifay. And I got to in with a lot of great bands, and you've got a couple of them there. I'm not familiar really with Todd and the Tone Deaf Hobos, but I'm looking forward to hearing them. But my era was the Chaotix, and with Double Shot, I heard you play, and that was a great song for them. And with six decades of rock and roll in their belt, the great Sweet Youngins, and their big hit on BAM was Untie Me. And we, including Tallahassee, we traveled all the area on weekends and played National Guard armories, recreational centers, big BAM shows, which were spectacular shows. And it was a great, great time in my life. I call it the golden era of rock and roll. And I'm always glad to be involved in something like you guys are doing in Tallahassee this coming Saturday night. And it's going to be a heck of a great show. And old Bill J. Moody is going to turn back the hands of time and take that stroll down memory lane. We're going to join you for the big show this Saturday night with my good buddy Dr. Sam, who's going to MC the show.
You go back over 50 years with your time on the radio at the Big BAM, and I know you've done so many other great things in this business since then, but how many people still come up to you and say, I remember when you were on the air doing that? I know it's got to be uncountable times.
Michael, I'm glad you asked me that, because like I say, I've been in radio now over 60 years. And I've been in Dothan since 2005. And, of course, Big BAM had a tremendous signal that, you know, served Dothan and the Wiregrass. And those people, Big BAM for years was the AM, was rated the number one in this market down here. And it's not a week since I've been down here, January the 1st, 2005, that I haven't had several people comment to me about the Big BAM AM 740 back in the day, and you later worked there in the sports department.
Yep.
And the typical thing that's brought up most of the time is, hey, I was at that Big BAM show when you had The Who. I was at that Big BAM show when you had Neil Diamond. Saw Herman's Hermits there. Lou Christie. Oh, we love Lou Christie, especially the ladies. And I hear that about every day down here. So it's a memory that lives on. There's a lot of concerts now, but where could you see 15 of the greatest acts in the nation for $2.50? You won't see that again.
No.
That's true.
Well, Mr. Bill, this is Craig, and I appreciate you being on. I have one question. I know it's kind of out of the norm, but back in 56 and 57, what was the most popular dance y'all had?
The most popular dance, and believe me, I'm not a dancer, but a lot of us around here were in what was called beach music, and beach music is not, a lot of people, when you say beach music, they think of the Beach Boys, Jan and Dean, and people like that. But in the Deep South, which is the Carolinas and in the Alabama area, you know, the Panama City Bop and things like this, but it was a dance called the Shag, which people did to basically old R&B music. And I would think that was the most popular music in my growing up era, or dance.
You still do the Shag?
I say I'm not much of a dancer.
But you said you were going to stroll down memory lane this weekend, so
I
guess you
might bring the Shag back.
Well, you got to bring it back.
I may crawl down memory lane.
Hey, we're excited about having you, Bill J. I look forward to having you in Tallahassee. We will have you Saturday night for this big concert at Mount Vernon Theater. We appreciate your time, and, you know, you're welcome to come on with us anytime. We appreciate it.
Well, I just want to tell you how much I enjoy being on the air. Thank you, TLS. Congratulations again on 65 years. And, Michael, I'm real proud of what you're doing, and you're one of the guys that I worked with years ago that I really enjoyed working with, and I'm so glad we're all blessed to see how well you're doing now.
Well, thank you, and same to you. Same sentiment, Bill. Great job. Appreciate your time again. We look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Always keep it cool and rock on, my friend.
Sounds good. Thank you, Bill J. Moody. We'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.
How about that?
I like that.
He is...
keep it cool and rock on, my friend.
He is a guy who's withstood every thing through this generation of broadcasts. I mean, has seen all these changes and still doing it down there in Dothan. But he's one of those names, when you think of people that have come up in this area, you throw out Bill J. Moody, people know exactly who you're talking about.
It's kind of like a radio name, Michael Butler.
Not quite. not even close. Appreciate him again giving us some time this morning, and look forward to seeing me. He'll be here again, Riverfest, Saturday night, Mount Vernon Theater, Tallahassee, Alabama, with Dr. Sam and Bill J. Moody hosting the show.